Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is David Heavener, who is a Christian filmmaker. He's also an actor. He's working on a project right now called The Last Evangelist, which they tag as CSI meets Revelation. David Heavener is an independent Christian filmmaker. He also teaches filmmaking from a Christian perspective. David, it's great to have you on the program.
Hey, Jerry, it's really, really good to be here with you and your listeners. Thank you very much.
Sure. One comment here. I know you've worked on a lot of different independent film projects. The late Martin Landau said, quote, David's film, Eye of the Stranger, is one of the best directed indie films I've starred in. Indie meaning independent. That's interesting. How many film projects have you worked on through the years?
I've done about over 40, a little bit over 40.
Wow.
Of course, I've distributed thousands of movies. I was a distributor. And I've starred in, you know, probably 60 or 70, including the 40 I've done. So it's been a great, great ride. Now I know why God's given me this opportunity, which I'll share with you a little bit later on in the show.
Sure. And when did you become a believer in Jesus Christ?
Well, it's interesting, Jerry, because when I was seven, I really gave my life to the Lord, and I became spirit-filled at the age of seven. I was raised in what we'd call today a hellfire and brimstone church. I don't know if there's many of those around.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But, you know, repentance and everything. But it wasn't until about 5 or 6 years ago that I had my second experience, and that's my experience called integrity, where my movie-making life and my spiritual life came together and became one life. And in order for that to happen, I had to crash and burn. God allowed me to disintegrate into a billion pieces. And then the Holy Spirit put me back together again as one person, as with integrity.
Yeah. Interesting. And by the way, people's the website where people can get samples of your movies and learn about you is at David Heavener. That's like the word heaven with E-R at the end, .com. And I was looking at some of the samples of some of the movies that you're in, where you're acting in them, and I guess some of these you made as well. Very interesting little collection. But tell us about this new project you're working on called The Last Evangelist.
Sure. The Last Evangelist actually was born about just 4 months ago. And by the way, the website on The Last Evangelist is lastevangelist.com, lastevangelist.com. People can go there and sign the newsletter, become a member. But how that happened was, you know, I got into the ministry about 4 years ago, and I was called what I felt to plant churches. But just didn't work out like planting brick and mortar churches. And then almost overnight, God said, you know, you need to go forth and plant the kind of church that I created you for. I said, what's that, Lord? And he goes, it's called a movie. It's called the film business. That's your church. And I said, okay. I said, I need something. I need help here. So overnight, he gave me the script, The Last Evangelist. And what this deals with is the times that we're living in now and the times that the Bible talks about that's coming in the days of Noah. We're going to deal with the Antichrist. We're going to deal with the chip, the one world government, the mark of the beast. We'll deal with families turning against one another. Everything that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, that's what this... I play a FBI agent whose job is it to bust underground churches. If the church doesn't sign up with the government, they're not regulated. If they're not regulated, my job is to go in and arrest them and persecute them. Until one night, I have an experience with God, and God speaks to me, kind of like he did to Paul, and I become converted. I give my life to the Lord. So I, with a Bible in one hand and bullets in the other, I set out to battle the evil forces and find the Antichrist.
By the way, when you were talking about the unregistered churches, I couldn't help but think of China, because that kind of thing is happening sometimes in China. There's the registered official church, which has limits in terms of what they can say and do, and then there's the underground church, which is the one that's growing a lot more.
Absolutely. But let me ask you a question. Are there things in the church here in America that pastors either are not allowed to say, according to the powers to be, or they don't want to say? And if the answer is yes.
I think there's a lot more self-censorship, frankly, than there is, you know, censorship on the part of the government. I'm serious. I mean, how many pastors are willing to talk about the issue of abortion or same-sex marriage, right, or, you know, things like that? Oh, you know, some of our high donors might leave, I fear to say. Well, I'm serious.
Yeah, no, you've been watching my videos, haven't you, Jerry?
No, I've been sitting under the tutelage of Dr. D. James Kennedy for years.
Well, I love him. I loved him. Now, here's the thing. You hit the nail on the head. We do self-censorship. Now, you know, people talk about the government does this. Wait a minute, hold it. What did Jesus say to Pilate? He said, you have no authority except what's been given above. Our biggest, the enemy's greatest weapon against us is fear.
Yeah.
You know, we should not fear what we say if we're under the umbrella of the Holy Spirit. And as far as the donors, I know exactly what you're saying. The problem with churches today is you got those people sitting out in the pulpit that write those big fat checks, and those preachers don't want to say certain things, or they do say certain things that's going to make them happy, these donors, so they can keep those doors open. So getting back to the regulated church, this church that I'm talking about in Last Evangelist is regulated and unregulated because that's how the people wanted it. They, out of their fear, they became regulated and unregulated. Even though it seemed that the one world government was behind it, it's really the people's fear that controlled them. And so anyway, that's the world that, that I believe is going to exist one day, and is starting to exist now. And of course, you know, we deal with things in the series that they don't talk about in the pulpit. We deal with abortion. We deal with sexual perversion. And we deal with the things that just aren't popular to get up and speak about.
Now, as far as Christian movies are concerned, there's a big explosion, really, of all kinds of different Christian movies. Most, I suppose, would be independent, but those brothers from Georgia, the Kendrick brothers, they've made some successful movies, and they've even been picked up by other, you know, more mainstream distributors because of that. So tell us about this, just this kind of this phenomenon that there is a great interest right now in Christian movies.
Well, yeah, and there's two parts to it. It's a double-edged sword. One is, I do believe that some of those movies are from God. I believe they're God-driven, God-ordained. However, I believe there's another side to it, the other side of the sword. Satan says, you know what, I can get into this kind of business and I can make some money and I can kind of twist the doctrine a little bit and make people think that God's all-inclusive and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So people have to be careful and understand that they're watching a movie that was a lot of times written by a man, directed by people that, crew people and actors that really aren't even Christians. So you got to be careful with this. You know, you would never, ever, Jerry, put a band in a church on a stage that's not Christian and let them sing Christian songs. That would be absurd. So therefore, people have to be careful about these, quote, Christian movies, because you must understand it's a business. Mm. And in order to make them, these people have to make money. And like Fox got into a thing called Fox Faith. They started Fox Faith. And I said to myself, what in the world does Fox know about faith? They're all jumping into on the bandwagon for the bucks. So I don't mean to be a downer, but yeah, you asked me, and I need to say what I feel like God's laid on my heart.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, interesting. Well, it's a very good point, and people don't know their Bibles very well today. So, you know, unfortunately, the American church is a mile wide, but about half an inch deep, and there is a great need for sound biblical doctrine. I was just talking about this the other day with somebody in reference to, speaking of D. James Kennedy, he had done a whole series once on the Apostles' Creed and then converted it into a book, and that kind of information is needed today because, you know, people lack that kind of basic stuff. Okay, let's going back to you, and specifically, you said you have some sort of film school or film academy. It looked like it was saying that it was the classes were free or whatever, but people do need to register. Or can you unpack that for us?
Not exactly. I have a huge discount on the classes. What it is, I teach film online, and I take everything that I've done, my 30 years experience, and I put it in 6 hours of video, along with a full workbook and a book. And people within a week can watch these and learn as much watching these online and filling out the paperwork as they would take 2 to 4 years in film school.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was charging $500. The Lord said lower it to $300. And so I have for a short period of time so people can afford it. All the money goes into the nonprofit. It's used to make The Last Evangelist. So it all goes toward the cause. And I teach from a moral compass viewpoint. Now you go, was that Christian? Well, I'm a Christian. So, yes, I teach from a Christian viewpoint because I'm Christian, but it's the moral compass that I hold out that teach kids and people how to be responsible to their community as far as what they make and how they make it. Because Lord knows, if you've looked at my background, I come from that place. So I know the devil when I see one. So I'm now going against it.
Now, would just so we have an understanding of the school, is it geared towards like a fictional movie, or could it apply to documentary making? Does it deal with the business side of things in terms of just, you know, hey, I mean, because obviously everything takes money to get it off the ground.
Yes, the answer is yes to all the above. It deals with concept of consumer, what to write about, how to write the script, how to go find the money, how to put the crew together, how to cast, how to shoot it, how to edit it, how to do the music, how to market it. I teach cell phone filmmaking, how to make movies from your cell phone. I teach music video, how to make music videos, documentaries, all of it. And they can go to davidhevener.com and sign up. And if people just want to donate $300 or even $10 toward a scholarship for kids that can't afford it, I welcome that too. Your money is tax deductible. And Jerry, one more thing about Last Evangelist. If people go to lastevangelist.com, I have a donor page there because God told me not to go to the studios or to the film industry or investors to fund Last Evangelist. He said, go to my people. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to God's people and saying, look, let's do this together. And that way we're not beholding to anybody.
Yeah, you know, a comment on that point about being beholden to anybody, because what that sometimes would mean is that, oh, well, you know, it's okay if you do this, but it's not okay if you mention abortion or, you know, whatever, like we were saying earlier about, you know, even what's said from the pulpit.
Exactly. And if you look at the Christian movies, just give a gaze one day, and you line them all up, 9 out of 10 of them are going to be very, what I call, safe.
Yeah.
They're going to be good, yeah, and they're going to have a message, yeah, but they're going to be safe.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus said that if you're really following me, paraphrasing, they're going to hate you because they hated me.
Yeah.
Why? Because I say things that make people uncomfortable. So you've got to be very careful with these movies. Now, there's nothing wrong with a feel-good movie, but here's where I have a problem. When somebody comes along in my Father's name and they say, this is all about my God, and I look at it and go, wait a minute, that ain't about my Father. You know, 90% of it is, but 10% of it's wrong. So you don't have the same Father.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But if someone just makes a feel-good movie and says, this is a good family movie, and they don't talk about my Father, I don't have a problem with that because, it has its place. So I get very jealous and very overprotective when people start making movies about my God. and they start leaving stuff out and changing things around and try to include everything.
And especially the cross and resurrection. That's so important. All right, we're out of time, but thank you so much for being with us. DavidHeavener.com or LastEvangelist.com. Thank you, David. God bless you.
God bless you, Jerry.
All the best. Bye-bye.